climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Joel and Thomas Show right here on KID News Radio 106.3 and 92.1. And, of course, you can always listen from anywhere. Just head to the App Store, download the KID News Radio app, and you will be all set. On this Thought Leader Thursday, Chris is in studio with me. And before the break, we were talking about the importance of building a strong foundation. That foundation is critical. And more in my life, I come to realize that focus is so key. And there are so many distractions now with social media. We're being pulled in a million directions. But if we can find that balance and get that focus, I agree with you. That's where the magic's going to happen. That's how we lift and strengthen America to the stature and status it deserves to be at.
I couldn't agree more. Our first responsibilities are ourselves, our families, depending on your faith, our Creator. I think most faiths believe that as a general rule. We have lost so much, and I think social media and some of that stuff has had a great deal to do with that great distraction, and it's an empowering tool, but it's also empowering for people that may have different agendas. And not that I like social media and I participate.
Me too.
But it's like a hammer. You can build a beautiful home with a hammer, or you can bludgeon somebody to death with it. And our choice, right? Our responsibility is to make good choices. And you know, I have so many friends in different categories and in that bandwidth of left to right, and most all of them really want to raise their families, take care of their kids, you know, go motorcycle riding, live their lives as they choose, and they don't want to hurt anybody else while they do it.
Exactly.
And that's the general, I hate to label things, libertarian kind of stance. As a more conservative, I think we have established a set of values that we've chosen as a community to abide by, and I don't think that's bad. I think that helps a society steer away from anarchy.
Mm-hmm. But, I would agree.
Yeah, but you know, historically speaking, we're kind of in that bandwidth where that pendulum has swung back and forth, and I don't like where the pendulum is, but I concern myself greatly with how far it might swing the other way as well.
So that brings it right back to that balance issue. And if we can try to find that balance, that is going to be key. The other thing that I think a lot about, Chris, is example, the power of example, and having good morals and those things, that is a wonderful thing. But we also, if we love America and we love the Constitution, then we have to respect people's right to use their freedom of speech in ways that maybe we don't agree with. And that's challenging for people.
Oh, sure. Not to interject, but that's the hardest speech to protect is the speech you disagree with.
Exactly.
And that's the speech, you know, I would give my life to defend your right to say something, even if I disagree with it. I might disagree with it vehemently, and we may have some really heated discussions about it, but I am not going to let anybody stop you from saying that.
I could not agree more, because it really is a slippery slope. And when we start trying to whittle away at that freedom of speech, and oftentimes you see right now people taking this higher moral ground and saying, well, That's not okay to say. But I'm right there with you. We may absolutely despise the things that are being said, but I don't want to live in a world where people can't say those things. And I think that's where the power of our example comes in. It's not about telling people or forcing people, but it's leading by example. Because positivity and unity, those things have the power to spread. And we're seeing right now the power of anger and hate and what that is doing. And even though it's erupting in the Middle East, we're seeing that it is spilling over right here onto American soil. So I love that you are wanting so much to protect that freedom of speech, because it is a cornerstone of what America is.
Absolutely. Without that, I don't know how you stand.
Right.
And when you stifle that, I hate to go back to an old dystopian novel, but you end up with a 1984 community.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want that.
No.
I hate to make a joke at a time like this, but so many of the old dystopians, it seems like somebody's using them as an instruction book.
Oh, so true.
Love is the way.
It is.
And I think we've were told that in a book that we read occasionally.
I think you're right.
The need for us as imperfect individuals, I said earlier that conscience is a big part of things, but conscience is a part of what we call the Constitution that was kind of the derivative of that. And if we live our conscience, as we were saying earlier, and try to be the best people and go to bed at night, say, please forgive me for what I did, and wake up every morning and say, help me be better, and try to be the better human being that we can be, that's where everything gets better, is when we improve ourselves. That every rock, if you will, has a way of fitting with different rocks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want bricks. We want rocks that fit together, and we find mortar to help hold those rocks together. And that's the love, the charity, the ability to forgive, move forward, and build something greater. We have that capacity. We've done it over and over and over again. This won't be our last challenge.
Right.
The thing is to understand it for what it really is and refoundation ourselves in those things that are truly important. The rest will come together. My first job was a custodian at 13 years old.
Uh-huh.
And the gal that was my boss told me something that stuck with me forever, and it was, if you clean the edges, the center will take care of itself.
Oh, I like that.
And she was talking about the bathroom, but I took that as, if you take care of the things that are close to you, the little things all the time, you don't have the center of the room gets mopped, because you've already mopped all the edges. You're already there. The little things that we maybe take for granted are really some of the most important things.
Very true, Chris. The little things add up to be the big things. Chris, thanks so much for taking time to stop by the KID News Radio studio. I have enjoyed being able to chat with you.
Thank you very much. I've enjoyed the opportunity.